Lee Myung-bak began his first day as South Korea's president-elect Thursday by promising he would begin a new era of peace on the Korean Peninsula. He says the two Koreas will open a new period of collaboration based on the denuclearization of North Korea. The outgoing administration of President Noh Moo-hyun, too, has consistently expressed a commitment to ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program, but Mr. Noh has also supported what is known as the engagement policy of transferring billions of dollars in aid and investment to the North with few conditions or criticisms attached. The policy lost significant public support in South Korea last year when Pyongyang tested its first nuclear weapon. Lee Chung-min, professor of international relations at Seoul's Yonsei University, says incoming President Lee Myung-bak will conduct a thorough review of North Korea policy.
Mr. Lee's, I guess, policy towards North Korea will be quite simple. Engagement, yes, but what do we get in return?
Professor Lee says President Lee will almost certainly continue South Korea's humanitarian assistance to the impoverished North, which has teetered at the brink of famine since the mid-1990s. However, he says Lee will probably change how the aid is given.
We will continue humanitarian aid, particularly for those who deserve it most, the elderly, sick, and the young. But there must be a much more stringent monitoring system in place.
Ham Son-dok, professor of political economy at Korea University in Seoul, says the Lee administration will reach out to the United States.
South Korea's resources has a very limited power and a limited influence to change North Korea's attitude, particularly toward nuclear weapons. Therefore, I strongly believe that the Lee Myung-bak will make a better relationship with the United States.
Kongdan Oh, a senior specialist in North Korean security issues at the U.S.-based Institute for Defense Analyses, says he will work hard to mend Seoul-Washington ties, which were strained by President Noh's approach to North Korea. She also predicts Seoul will adjust its approach to special South Korean project zones in North Korea, especially an industrial park in the city of Kaesong. Oh says he views South Korean government subsidies to Kaesong investors as excessive.
We have to teach them how to fish instead of giving the fish all the time. That's what he said. So I think he will introduce so-called basic principles of a market.
President-elect Lee is expected to scrutinize a list of agreements made at an October summit between President Noh and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Experts say Lee will want the projects to derive most of their funding from the private sector, not the South Korean taxpayer. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.